All right, let me move over here to my opening monologue, the Right Side Way, and I'll just remind you guys every single day, Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics that covers a huge swath of ground across our overly broad listening area. Southern Immediate Care is the sponsor of the daily Right Side Way monologue, and we are proud to have them. They're open 7 days a week at all their locations. They will see all ages, and they're in places like Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, six more locations around the Birmingham area. Southern Immediate Care, sponsor of the Right Side Way monologue. So here's my question, starting off. Why do you live here? No, seriously, why do you live here? That's not a rhetorical question. I'm serious. Why do you live here? I mean, there's got to be a reason. I mean, it may just be as simple as family and familiarity and this is where I grew up or whatever. That's fine. Those are important too. But we should ask ourselves that question periodically because it makes us mindful of the reasons why we live where we live. So complaining's easy. Complaining's a fool's errand. No goodness ever came from mere complaints, only from the action that took to move past the complaints and then make something better. So that being said, why do you live here? I remember once in Afghanistan, actually more than once, we'd be out of these long-range patrols. We'd do what we called village assessments. We tried to get a snapshot of life in a remote village, and in part to find out if they had any interaction with the Taliban or Al-Qaeda holdouts in our area, gather up what's often known as passive intel that gives us a clear picture of the area of operations, but also to see if there was something we could do to help better their lives. And there were times in the remote corners of northern Afghanistan where we would be told that we were the first Westerners ever seen in that village. And I remember once talking to a village elder in the middle of nowhere. And when I got past the get to know you, I'm not going to shoot you phase, he began to tell me how horrible everything was. The Taliban blew up the school building. The mosque has a leaking roof. It has not rained in many months, so the crops won't grow. The bombs were dropped in our field. They killed many of our goats. The well has run dry, and on and on and on, to the point that I finally held up my hand and stopped him and asked him through my interpreter, "Why do you live here?" He could not believe that I would even ask that question. This was their home. It was where their father and grandfather lived. Okay, fair enough. Well, let's make it better then. Because if you love a place and you call it home, great. I find no fault with choosing to stay where you love, even if it's not the best of the best. But I swear, every once in a while, I look around and I see people like some of the pundits here in the state. And I have to wonder, dude, why do you live here? If it's that bad, go to California. But you know, the opposite is really what's happening. You heard me. More people are moving to red states like Alabama, Florida, Tennessee, and Texas. If you recall, everybody was surprised by the census numbers when they came out because it was thought that Alabama might even drop in population and lose a seat in Congress. Nope, quite the opposite. In fact, it was California and New York that are losing seats in D.C. because of their declining populations. There was a recent story out of Dearborn, Michigan. I'll talk about it more in a few minutes, but the story out of Dearborn, Michigan, just this week, a large crowd gathered as a part of an Islamic religious holiday. Now, I've been to Dearborn. Charlene and I have family that live in the Detroit area. It's a different environment than what I'm used to in here in Alabama, but it's actually really solid. I mean, there's great folks there. The politics stink, but the folks are salt of the earth. The scenery around there is amazing. But this crowd, though, this week, gathered and under the leadership of a so-called Islamic teacher, began to shout death to America. While here in America, absorbing all that comes from being a citizen or at least a resident of the nation that does more, has more, and means more than any on the face of the planet, they're standing there yelling death to America. Okay, so why do they live here? Why? I mean, I'll be honest with you, if they feel that bad about it, I'm sure we can get a GoFundMe account set up and get plane tickets for every one of them in no time, have them all on their way to places where they can shout death to America, not having to breathe our air at the same time. They're so busy complaining, so busy hating that they've lost sight of what they have. Look, the American dream, in my opinion, is still very much alive. It's getting battered and tattered in some places, but it is still very much alive. Ronald Reagan once said, "The American dream is not that every man must be level with every other man. The American dream is that every man must be free to become whatever God intends he should become." I've also seen the American dream defined as, quote, "the belief that anyone, regardless of where they were born or what class they were born into, can attain their own version of success in a society in which upward mobility is possible for everyone." But attaining that dream, that American dream, does not come from a life filled with complaints. It comes from a life filled with appreciation and a willingness to see complaints as nothing but mere obstacles that are left to be overcome. So why do you live here? Why do I live here? Well, truthfully, I live right here in North Alabama because there's no place else I'd rather be. I've lived all over the world, and this is where I want to live. My family has deep roots in Alabama, but the military did have us travel quite a bit, so I've lived in Germany, England, Kansas, D.C., Mississippi, and here in Alabama, I've lived in Huntsville, Mobile, Gadsden, I've worked in Montgomery. I've served and visited multiple other countries, and I've come to appreciate what's right here. I graduated high school at Grissom in Huntsville. I went to college at South Alabama, Mobile. I got my law degree in Birmingham. I met my lovely wife here. My kids were born here. If somebody ever came along and said, "Hey, man, we want to take Right Side Radio nationwide. We'll pay you a massive salary," the first thing I'd ask is, "Can I broadcast it from Alabama?" See, I love the way the seasons change in North Alabama. I love the way the beaches stay white down on our Gulf Coast. I love how everywhere you go, there's a church steeple in the distance, and in most towns, folks still see their neighbors at the grocery store. They're proud of what they do for a living. We buy magazine subscriptions for our neighbor's kids for the school fundraiser. I can order sweet tea at any restaurant in this state, and it comes to me cold. We have the finest research facilities, medical innovations, manufacturing, and small businesses anywhere. Our entire state is green, and I don't mean in the liberal sense. I dare you to show me a city in this state that doesn't have trees and plants. And the veteran community here is stronger than most, with a higher per capita level of our citizens having served in the military than the majority of most states. And we thank them for their service all year round. So is it possible for Alabama to be better? Yeah, 100% yeah. But we got a stronger base to work with than most. I get frustrated at the politics sometimes and the politicians. I was one. But I'm also glad that we are in the position of trying to become more conservative, as opposed to just desperately trying to find any conservatives. We can complain, we can, but we cannot let ourselves wallow in those complaints. It's like the quote from the Shawshank Redemption, "You get busy living, or you get busy dying." All said and done, I know why I live here. Yes, it's partly for the proximity to my family and the sense of familiarity that I have in Alabama, but it's also because I've seen so much else of the world and our nation, and I know what we've got right here. I know what we can be. So, ask yourself, why do you live here? It's a real question, and it's one that we need to ask ourselves periodically. And that's a wrap for The Right Side Way. Well, there you have it, and I'm just telling you, I do love it here. I believe that Alabama is beautiful. Yep, I'm going to tell you right now, on this show, you're going to hear it on a regular basis. Jesus is Lord, America's great, Alabama is beautiful, and oh, by the way, life is worth living. I'm good with it. No complaints. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.